on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria in Johannesburg môre op na 32 grade, Mbombela ook 32.
Northbound traffic not lekker at the moment. There are roadworks near Marlborough Drive in Sandton and then a crash near Woodmead causing very serious backup. And then another crash on the N1 northbound in Midrand just before New Road.
Joe Mann with the sport headlines. The Bulls keep Hanekom and Wessels at Loftus until 2028. And Thomas Tuchel says Jude Bellingham will have to fight for his place in the starting lineup.
Die minister van Finansies, Ino Godongwana, het sy mediumtermyn begrotingsrede gelewer vandag en hy sê vir die eerste keer sedert 2008 se finansiële krisis lyk dit asof die land se skuldvlakke gaan stabiliseer. Hy skryf het toe aan beter inkomste uit belasting en ook gedissiplineerde besteding.
Since 2008, spending has consistently exceeded revenue, driving up debt and debt service costs. These costs crowded out spending on critical services and exerted pressure on lending rates across the economy.
Die EFF's leid Julius Malema is echter nie te vinde vir die verlaging van die inflasie doelwit na 3% nie. Hy sê dit kan lei na reuse toenames in leenkoerse. Dis ook nie al waaroor Malema bekommerd is nie.
There's no clear plan on how we're going to deal with unemployment, how are we going to deal with policing in South Africa, because we've got a serious problem of resources in the police, and how are we going to deal with issues of defense itself.
Dan vestig ons die aandag op 'n ander begroting. Die Menseregtekommissie sê begrotingbesnoeiings benadeel die kwaliteit van onderrig wat kinders op skoolvlak ontvang, veral omdat daar heelwat uitdagings is wat infrastruktuur betref. Nou die kommissie het vandat sy skoolgereedheid verslag bekend gestel is, hier is kommissaris Tshepo Madlingozi.
While we understand fiscal consolidation, austerity undercuts constitutional promises, and we appeared before Treasury at the beginning of the year to raise this issue that you really need to provide sufficient budgets. A budget that is not sufficient is an unconstitutional budget.
Nuus uit die buiteland, ondersoekers het die swart boks van 'n Turkse militêre vliegtuig gevind nadat dit gister in Georgië neergestort het. 20 mense is dood, maar die oorsaak van die ongeluk bly onbekend. Die vliegtuig was op pad Turkye toe vanaf Azerbeidzjan. En 'n vrou wat in Suid-Afrika gebore is, is onlangs verkies as die burgemeester van Sky Valley in Georgia, Amerika. Benita Cotton Orr het voorheen aan die Simonstad gemeenskap behoort voordat die vissersgemeenskap van hul grond afgesit is. Daarna het sy in Wentworth, KwaZulu-Natal gewoon en in 1980s is sy VSA toe.
It was the height of apartheid. It was the height of journalists being picked up in the middle of the night by the security police. And it was just a scary time. And I didn't want my children to grow up like that. So the decision for me was, I have survived apartheid. I've lived through it, but I don't want that for my kids.
Ek is Marlina Efusie. Die dag se ander groot stories is op jackrandfm.com. Meer nuus om 5.
Zoran Mamdani taking over New York. He's a South African. Now we've got another one. We're slowly taking over all the mayors there in America.
Let's go.
Let's go. The United States van South Africa.